I love the Five Nights at Freddy's intro.
Welcome to the Once Upon a Mic podcast. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Hunter. And I do want to make a real quick note. Our a lovely kitty is very interested in what we're doing. So
if you hear little sniffs or hear like, us yelling at somebody, it's just the cat.
She really wants to join, but we don't have a microphone for her, unfortunately.
She was sitting really nice, and then we started talking.
Really, she's sitting there that whole time. As soon as I hit record, she's like, "Hello."
So anyway, this is Once Upon a Mic podcast. And today we're gonna kind of have a little discussion.
Chit chat.
Little disclaimer before we start. Right. I guess this is gonna be about like college.
Yeah.
And our opinions. And I think, you know, we are well qualified to talk about this.
Yes.
So I graduated last year with a Bachelor's of Arts in English. I went to school for 4.5 years. And Hunter, what about you?
One semester off. Because we did a college program. So, right, the Disney college program. So.
Whatever. They don't care about that. Anyway.
Just put it out. I like to bring it in. Yeah. I am currently in college. I am about to graduate next semester. Coming up soon. And my major is information science.
Yes.
So, like, IT. Technology stuff. So, we both went to the same college. Mm-hmm. So this is a very localized experience. Like, now we're not speaking for everybody here.
Right.
This is just our experience, and what we've seen and how we feel about college.
I feel like for our generation, a lot of them might have similar opinions.
At least what I've seen online.
On social media or like talking with friends, they've all kind of expressed the same thing. So we figured we just come talk about it.
Maybe you guys can connect as well.
Yeah, relate to it. No, you're not the only ones out there with these kind of thoughts and stuff. So.
And we don't hate college.
Right.
We're just like, absolutely that, right. Not. I'm very glad that I am going. And I believe Kaylee is glad that she went as well. I think that it definitely is a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
We just kind of wanted to share our full opinions and experiences.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we've got some stories to tell. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kaylee's got the notes.
Yep.
I'll let her take it away.
Yeah. So I think before you even really get into college. Again, we also went to the same... The cat is getting in the Instapot. I am so sorry. Morgan.
Yeah, she's now licking, she's licking it.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, we're going to make sure we clean that.
So before we got into college, again, Hunter and I also went to the same high school. So again, this might have just been our school. But we were kind of presented with only 3 options after high school.
Right.
Which was go into the military, just enter the workforce right away, or go to college.
Yep.
And they very heavily focused on college.
Yes.
Like, here's what to do in high school to prepare for college. Here's what classes to take in high school to prepare for college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great.
Right.
I think college can be great. We're not bashing college when we're talking about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone who chose any of these paths. Absolutely not bashing them.
I feel like our school present, because again, Kaylee and I went to the same one. I feel like they really presented it as if you didn't go to college, they were disappointed.
Right.
Right. Like I felt like I didn't, like, you, yeah, like, we had 3 choices. Mm-hmm. One of them was the right answer. Maybe, right. You know, like, maybe going into the military or something. So that way you could pay for college for free later.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That was the number one way they sold it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to go to college? Go to the military. Do that for a little bit, they'll pay for your school.
Yeah.
So,
which is interesting.
Going into the workforce was only if your family owned a farm. Because, you know, we went to a small town school that had a lot of farm. So, yeah, if you were not going to college, it was assumed you worked on your family's farm then.
Yeah.
Sorry about the cat meowing in the background.
But anyway, and it kind of was like presented like 2 ways. Like, if you don't go to college, you're not going to... Succeed is a strong word,
right.
But that's what they were implying. It felt like, and it also felt like they were saying, if you do go to college, no matter what you go to college for, as long as you get your degree, you will be successful.
Right, like almost a guarantee. Like, yep, you're good.
Mm-hmm. And they also kind of presented it like, well, you want to go to college because you don't want to be flipping burgers for the rest of your life.
Right.
Which I think is incredibly disrespectful.
I think it really is, you know, because like if like who somebody needs to do that job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And like, yeah, like with people who, you know, I remember you don't want to be a garbage man, do you? You know, or you don't want to, I don't know, work in a, what they consider unskilled labor, which is a horrible word. Because let me tell you, like my first job was McDonald's. And like, I don't know, I worked hard at McDonald's. Yeah. I would not say that was unskilled. There was a lot that goes into it. Mm-hmm. But they treated it as if, oh, you know, it's just McDonald's. Everybody can do that. But let me tell you, I was a trainer. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I struggled, you know, sometimes. Like, it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, and all, like, the unskilled jobs or whatever are usually the ones that deal with the public the most.
Right.
And let me tell you, the public is kind of crazy sometimes.
It was... That was the hardest part.
Like, you need a lot of patience for those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But they always kind of treat it as, like, well, you go to college because you don't want to do that.
Right. But it's like, who's going to do those jobs then?
Right. Exactly.
You know, like, somebody needs to flip a burger. Somebody needs to take out the garbage unless, like, you don't want those services anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they also, like, usually when they talked about college was, like, four-year universities. They never really talked about, like, the trade schools. Or, right. like, technical schools. They never really talked about that. Mm-hmm. If they did, it was
get your gen eds.
Get your gen eds done at a tech school and then go to a university. Yeah. It wasn't just go to tech school, get your associates, whatever.
Right.
It was always, like, get your bachelor's. Like, that was always the end goal that they talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of, like, I know, like, for some of the classes in high school, you kind of got to, like, test out careers almost. Like,
right.
I took... I got my degree in English, but I was originally going for education. And I got to take some education classes in high school, like how to be a teacher or whatnot, to kind of like introduce that. But it definitely, I think there weren't that many options for like jobs unless you wanted to be a teacher or I don't even know like what else you learned in high school.
Right.
But yeah, and it was always like, yeah, college, go to college, you're guaranteed a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think absolutely that's possible. 100%. Like, that can happen. But
I think it doesn't
always happen. And when it doesn't happen, everyone kind of treats it as like your fault. Like, it's your fault,
right. Yeah. Like, it's hard because there are... some majors, like, for example, like software development, like right off the bat, like most software developers are making a lot of money, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that when they think, oh, go to college, oh, you're going to be a software developer, mm-hmm. or you're going to be something with like a, like engineer, you know, or something with like a really high starting value, mm-hmm. but not all the majors are like that.
And like all the majors, like the arts majors, mm-hmm. like theater or like painting or like things like that
mm-hmm.
are very important and you should be able to pursue your passions.
Right. And but not they have treat to worry it like, about,
well, yeah. you got your degree in theater. So
right. Like, yeah. Like if what you tell you people, expecting? I have an English degree, they're like, makes
course
sense.
Of course
right.
you don't have a job.
Like, and you're like, what?
Yeah, that doesn't...
Like,
huh?
Imagine going... Like, try to do anything without reading some... Like, you know, reading or writing.
Yeah.
Or try to watch a TV show without
the creative people.
Right. Like, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so much of life is about, like, creativity. And they just brush that off. Well, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have gotten your degree in theater. You shouldn't have gotten your degree in whatever. Mm-hmm. But when they were selling it to us when we were 18, it doesn't matter what your degree is in. You're going to be successful.
Right. And now...
Which I guess is kind of like a hopeful dream or whatever.
Right.
They want to tell you that because they want you to...
Mm, they don't want to be like, well, you only have a 25% success rate, you know, or something like
that. Yeah.
But, hey, it's better than zero, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what you were saying, too, like, I remember hearing a lot about STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and math.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the art or, you know, like, or any other... Yeah. You know, like, why is it... Oh, well, you know, you want to be in a STEM field. Like, you're not...
Yeah.
That's why,
and,
you
like,
know, like...
Some people aren't... Like, I have not a scientific mind at all. I cannot do science in school at all. Like, some people aren't made for that kind of thing, but I think I'm really creative.
I agree. I think you are and super creative. And, yeah, like, you shouldn't have to, well, sorry, I'm not, you know, like, a math major. Sorry, yeah. I let everybody down, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, they really, really, really pushed that for mm-hmm. us.
And a lot of people, like, they even say, like, well, if you're undecided, go to college anyway. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, right, right. Just take your gen eds for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
By the third year, you'll have it done.
You'll figure it out. But my problem, or another big problem, I think, with college is the gen eds.
Yeah.
I think because, okay, I have a few different views on this, but, like, if I know what I want to do.
Right. If I know exactly.
If I know exactly what I want to do, I shouldn't have to spend 2 years taking these random little classes,
mm-hmm.
especially when it's costing thousands.
That's what gets
and
me.
Thousands mm-hmm. of dollars mm-hmm. for me to take, like, intro to film. Like,
I know.
Uh-huh. Like, if that's not what I want to do, why should I have to do that? But on the other hand, like, I enjoyed some of my gen eds.
Right.
But it's like, if I just, I should just have the option
mm-hmm.
to do the classes I want to major in.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I don't, I think having gen eds is totally fine.
Yeah, no.
But if you're going to have it, like, don't make it so you have to do that.
Right.
And it's, of course, it's not a waste, but it's, I could get it done a lot faster if I didn't have to do, like, half the courses as gen ed.
Didn't you have to take a math class for your English major?
Like,
or they had you take, like, because I remember, I swear you took, like, you know, like, some sort of math class, and you had, like, you tested out of a few of them because, you know, you had taken some class in high school. But I swear that you had to, like, on, like, your first year, you had to take a math class.
Yeah, I had to take, like, biology, like, science classes. Yeah,
and you're like, I'm an English major who's going to be teaching English. Like,
yeah,
like, why am I?
I don't need to know, because that class was, like, studying, like, little bugs and organisms and stuff. Like, I don't have to know that.
Right, this, like, is kind of gross, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I don't like this. But, like, there are, like, a lot of fun things, and I think if you don't know what you're doing, and you have, like, the ability to pay for it or however,
mm-hmm.
have money to, like, learn more about all those cool things, I think that's wonderful. Knowledge is awesome. Learning is so cool. I am such an advocate for education, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really come to, like, love, like, the processes and stuff behind it. But it shouldn't be, like, you have to take 20 gen eds to mm-hmm. get your degree in something that has no relation to that.
My major, I believe, is 59 credits.
And
I need 120 to graduate.
Yeah.
So
half of
just
it.
Slightly over half of my time at my university is going towards not what I want to do in life.
Yeah.
And I already know exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I've known for a while now.
Right.
But I need to take my gen ed.
And I think, like, some of the argument for, like, needing to do it could be, like, to, like, figure it out. Like,
well-rounded individual.
Right, but isn't that what high school should be
for? And maybe we're lucky. Or, like, maybe not all high schools are like ours.
Yeah.
But I remember we did a pretty cool program where it was kind of like a college schedule. Where we had, like, little blocks and we would, like, pick our classes and, like, so, oh, I want to take this one. So, like, we kind of got to, like, I took anatomy in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to take biology / anatomy class in college. And it's like, I already did this. Like, why am I mm-hmm. learning again? I was very into public speaking in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I did, you know, the announcements there. I did a lot of theater stuff. I've took public speaking classes. I did a ton of that stuff. In college, I had to do it all again.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would like to say that I'm pretty, you know, I don't, like, this was an intro class.
Yeah.
Why do I still have to take, and it was completely virtual. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Oh, completely don't get
asynchronous.
Started.
Asynchronous public speaking class. We didn't meet over Teams. We didn't meet anything. I recorded myself speaking and submitted it for credit. Now, anyway, that's kind of unrelated. But mm-hmm. the fact that I had to take that class again to make me a more well-rounded individual, it's like, I already did this.
Right.
Like,
absolutely, I think, have the option to, like, do those fun things. Like, I think that's wonderful. That's mm-hmm. great. But don't, like, make it mandatory.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think, or, like, make it mandatory, but make it more affordable.
That, yes.
If you're going to say college is what you need to succeed,
mm-hmm.
then make it more affordable.
That's a big thing. Because I wouldn't, okay, fine, whatever. I'll take the biology class. But then I realize, wait a second, I'm paying $1,000 to take this class. that's when the issue kind of starts. Yeah.
Something kind of along the lines, and like back with like the virtual public speaking class, is I think ever since COVID, and especially like we were in college, like when like the pandemic and like the few years of it.
I started my college
in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was in my second year when COVID started. And it really impacted our learning, I think.
I think so too.
All our classes were virtual.
Yeah.
There was no like getting up and going to class. And it was just do it all yourself online. Maybe meet on Zoom or Teams or something. But it definitely wasn't the like...
The traditional, what you'd see in a movie.
Yeah, college life.
And I think that is a good disclaimer that we I don't know what college was like before 2020.
Right.
I never had that experience. So I am a little biased to post-COVID college experience.
Right. And I had like a year and a half.
A little bit, yeah.
Of like normal college life.
Yeah, like I never lived on campus because COVID, you know? And then... and then Kaylee did for a little bit. So Kaylee does have that kind of a little bit more, but yeah. So
Like it really impacted, I think, the education we were getting.
Right.
I think because a lot of professors, I mean, they weren't like trained for
virtual
teaching online.
Right.
They were trained for like in-person lectures and things like that. And then for them having to learn how to Zoom and present on there and all that stuff, I'm sure it was really hard for them. And
I feel for them, absolutely. Yeah.
But it was like we weren't getting as big of an education with that. And something that really grinds my gears with like the online classes is you get charged per class. A distance fee because you're not going to the university.
Which I thought that was so funny. And they still charge it to this day.
Yes.
It's like, sure, whatever. It's I think it's like, what, $25?
But
per credit.
Yeah.
And yeah, they still charge it. And it's like, so let me get this straight. We are not using your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using your electricity. We're not using your facilities.
Mm-hmm.
We're not using your technology. The only thing I'm using is Zoom.
Yeah.
You know, like, let me just, I'm just trying to picture where that extra money is going. you know, like, if anything, you're saving money, right?
Yeah.
By not having me physically at the university.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, I don't know, because a lot of these classes, I mean, like, in 2020, 2021, it wasn't an option to have
right.
in person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes there's an option for in-person or virtual, but a lot of times there's not.
Yeah.
There's just the one option for your class, and that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And having an extra fee of something I can't control? Like, huh?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And again, I want to emphasize this. I don't hate college.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't want anybody to listen to this and think, oh, you know, I am such a big fan of the idea of getting your, you know, higher education.
Mm-hmm. More life experiences.
Right, right.
100%, yeah.
We're just sharing, like, what we've noticed and what we feel is kind of a little bit off, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, yeah, like, this won't be, like, an entire thing of just, like, hating on college, you know?
Yeah.
But we just wanted, you know, again, to share our opinions on this because I think that they should be shared. I think it's good to know what your students feel. And, again, I'm positive we're not the only ones who feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know we're not because, you know, I've had conversations with others.
Right.
And it's just, it doesn't feel, you know, fair.
Right.
That we're, like, I don't know. Like,
it's just frustrating because, like, all your life you're working towards going to college, getting into a good college.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get there and it's just...
They're like, oh.
I don't know. It's, I don't know. And I don't have suggestions on how to make it better.
Right.
So I'm not
yeah,
saying
I'm not
that,
a professional
like,
on this.
Fine.
You know, like, I am not saying that, you know, my opinion.
But it's just, it's just frustrating to spend, like, years working towards something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, for me, like I said before, I was going for education and then, like, to teach English in, like, high school. And I got up to the point, I did all the education classes, all of them. But for student teaching, it's one whole semester. All you're doing is student teaching. Well, that's okay. It's a, there's a lot to it, of course. Right, lesson right. planning and all that stuff. And
working like a with full-time your teacher. Job, basically.
It's a full-time job, yeah.
Yeah, like you're and literally doing the job.
And I know this is true for a lot of colleges. I'm guessing not all of them, maybe. I don't know. But for us, we were told we could not have a second job.
Mm-hmm.
You had 100% of your time had to be devoted to student teaching. And it's not paid. In fact, you're paying to do it.
Yeah, your full semester's tuition.
Yeah.
To do this one thing.
Over 40 hours a week job. Mm-hmm. And you can't have any income for yourself. And I wasn't living in the dorms. I was living on my own. And I needed to have another job.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you just can't afford to not work, you know? Yeah.
So then I just got my degree in English, no education attached, which I wish that could have been something where they said like, oh, you know, you get maybe your minor in education, so then you can get your certification later.
Right.
But I don't know. That was also really sad because now it's like, okay, I have this degree in English, but I'm not even kidding when I say since the last year, 200 jobs.
Mm-hmm. A ton.
And none of them are like, okay, like none of them have been like, I can do this for the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of them have been, and not that saying nobody can do that, because there are people who succeed in those areas and that love it. But for me, I cannot see myself doing those things forever. And yeah. Like, I haven't found, like, a career that I could, like, really grow into with it. And a lot of times, like, when job searching, I'll see those jobs that I'm like, oh, my gosh, that sounds awesome. That sounds amazing. But they're like, okay, 3 years experience.
And we're only going to pay you...
15.
15 bucks. Yeah.
15 an hour.
You know, like, it... A few years ago, that might be nice.
Yeah.
Now, that's not...
Right.
Right. We can't...
And this is not to bash... like employees that are paid $15 an hour, but like if I can go to McDonald's and get paid $15 an hour,
right?
When I have a degree, and that okay, McDonald's workers should be getting that much money. Right. I'm not saying they don't deserve it because they do deserve it.
That's a big thing.
What I'm saying is, like, I spend thousands of dollars, and all that time and energy means nothing.
I've seen places where it's like, no degree, $15, bachelor's, $16. And you're like, wait. So I spent 4 years of my life and thousands of dollars for one more dollar?
For one more dollar.
Because Kaylee was saying, with McDonald's and stuff like that, they absolutely deserve to be paid more. Like, we're not saying, oh, well, I'm only getting 15, so they should be getting 10. Like, no, absolutely not. At all. They also deserve more money.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to, make that clear that, yeah, like, we're not saying, oh, you know, we deserve better than they do, you know?
Right.
I think everybody as a whole needs to earn more money.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks that we got, you know, or that Kaylee got this degree and now it's kind of like, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you had experience.
Which, but that's a huge thing, too. It's like,
how was I supposed to get this experience?
Right.
Like, what could I have done? And even, like, internships are like, we need experience. Right. But it's like, where am I getting this experience? Like,
hold on.
Was it's my degree not the experience I needed?
Yeah. Oh, well, you need office experience. What am I learning?
I can sit at a desk.
Right.
I can go chat by the water cooler. Not to bash those jobs. It's just frustrating.
I currently work in an office environment. And again, I've worked at, McDonald's. I've worked at Costco, our local gas stations and stuff like that. I think I needed a lot more training to work at the non-office jobs than I did the office one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know exactly what office experience is, but I've seen so many applications require that. Like, well, you need a year or 3 years or 10 years,
and
you know?
If they said, like, well, you need experience with, like, Word or Outlook. It's like, college gave me that.
Right. Yeah, like,
But you're not even looking at my resume.
That's, you get auto-filtered by the AIs now.
Yeah.
Or, like, they didn't have this one keyword. Reject.
Yeah.
And it's hard because a lot of these jobs, too, are so easy to find. Mm-hmm. So they're getting thousands of applicants. Yeah. So if they really did want to search them all, that's a ton of time.
That's a lot of time, yeah.
So they're using these programs to filter it. So I get it. You know, I've seen, like, on LinkedIn and stuff like that, 100,000 applicants. Like, there's no way somebody's going to actually go through and sift through all 100,000 applications. So, of course, they're going to be using these programs to do it. But it's not fair.
Yeah. There was a job I applied to where I, like, submitted my application, and then right away I, like, must have passed their little AI system or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email back saying, like, go to this website to, like, you know, further your process or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and it was an AI chatbot. Like, it said, it told me it was AI. It wasn't like, oh, I'm a real person. No, it was saying that it was AI. And it was asking, like, oh, like, what's your name? Like, and then I said Kaylee, and it was like, oh, can I call you Kaylee? And, like, trying to be, like, personable.
Like, who you are.
Yeah, which is, like, it's cute or whatnot.
Right.
But it was like, are you able to work, like, a full 40 hours? I hit the button that said yes. It asked, are you able to work on all holidays? And I said no.
Holidays are pretty important to us. You know, that's when we see family and stuff like that. So, you know, like, prefer to not to do that. You know, like.
Mm-hmm. And it automatically said, thank you for applying. Bye. Like, not even like a chat. maybe just Christmas is super important to me. Maybe
right.
Just this random holiday mm-hmm. or something. It nope, doesn't matter. You said no, so nope.
Right.
We're not talking to you anymore. Doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
the kind of person you are, anything. It was just, oh, okay, no, yep. Never mind.
Thanks for right. Yeah, there's so many of those. Or like, oh, you didn't mention that you have skills in this very, very, you know, niche topic.
Yeah.
See ya.
Sorry.
You're like, what? Like, I've seen ones like, oh, you need 10 years of experience in stuff that didn't even exist 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, you need, you know, 10 years of experience on, you know, like, yeah, like, very...
On ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. And you're like, yeah, huh? That's not happening because it just came...
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh my goodness. I'm not the founder. Like, mm-hmm. And if I was, I wouldn't be applying here.
Yeah.
You know? Like...
Especially, like, when, like, you're looking for, like, entry-level jobs.
You literally will type in entry-level. They'll say entry-level in the title.
Mm-hmm. And it'll, again, be, like, $15 an hour,
mm-hmm.
but it needs a degree and so many years of experience.
Yep. Yeah.
And like, that's not entry-level.
Right.
How am I supposed to get into a career in this kind of thing if I...
I know, and I saw a video about kind of like this the other day. They were talking about applying to jobs now versus, you know, back in the 80s or 90s when they put them in newspapers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that back then it was like they would train you, number one, because their talent pool was small. It was your local community.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't be picky because they didn't have that many people. And so they were a lot more accepting. The biggest quality that you needed was to be personable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they've again, got talent pools. Yes.
We want to disclaimer. We're not saying that those that came before us
right.
didn't work hard or anything. That's not what we're saying yes. at all.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, yeah, this is just something I saw and I thought it did make sense. They were saying that now they've got talent pools from around the globe.
Yeah.
So they can put their ad out for LinkedIn and say, well, I want somebody who can work in, I don't know, Illinois, you know, Chicago. Well, mm-hmm. now they can reach people in New York. They can mm-hmm. reach people in LA. They can reach people, you know, in other countries.
Yeah.
So they can up their list. Oh, well, I actually can ask for somebody who has 15 years of experience in this program that only came,
yeah.
or that came out 15 years ago. So they have worked on it from day one
mm-hmm.
because there might actually be somebody out there who fits that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll see this and they'll join the job. So they can mm-hmm. they started asking a lot more and more because they could and the jobs were getting filled. But now yeah. I think we're getting to the point where it's like you're asking for somebody like who's been doing this for the last 30 years, but for the pay of somebody who's been doing it for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or for not at all.
And then I think another thing that kind of like factors into like the change over the last few decades have been like the not only like women like entering more in the workforce stuff, like going to college, but like a lot of people in general, like, I can think of quite a few of, like, older generation people who, like, didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. And then it was kind of, like, for them, like, go to college if you want, like, a good job like that. And then it was kind of, like, pushed, like, as years got on, like, more of what people were saying, go to college, go to college, go to college. Mm-hmm. So now, like, I know, like, college's attendances have been, like exponentially growing
yeah.
because everyone's saying go to college. Mm-hmm. And I think now there's millions of,
right.
like, young adults who are getting out of colleges when, you know, 30 years ago, maybe, there were a lot of more yeah. opportunities because there weren't that many people going to college. But now everyone in there, whoever is going to college.
So now so it's oversaturated.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yeah, because back in the day, yeah. Oh, you have a college degree? Wow, awesome. Like, yeah. you're one of 10 people that we've applied that has a college degree.
Yeah.
But now, if you say you don't, you're one of 10 people who doesn't have the degree. Yeah. You know, when, like, completely flipped.
And again, for the millionth time, we're not saying that those that came before us did not work hard. Right. They absolutely did.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear nobody twisting our words.
Yeah, but... Oh, our cat's out of food enough. Anyway, it is different now. And mm-hmm. I mean, the population of the world has grown right. so much in the mm-hmm. last few years. Like, no wonder it's going to change
right.
and stuff.
I wish that their predictions also, you know, updated. Like, because, like, yeah, like, back then, go to college, you know? But now it's like, well, now we're getting to the point where everybody's going to college and there's more people than ever looking for jobs. So it's like, yeah, like I wish they would have been like, well, you know, let me think about what I'm telling you to do before I actually make you
a yeah.
And I think a problem, too, is that colleges saw, hey, a lot of people are going. It's in demand.
Yeah.
Hike up the price. Absolutely. Because I've seen so many things of like, oh, a university, you know, 20 years ago, tuition, a few $100. University now. 6,000. Yeah. And you're like, wait.
Maybe not 20 years ago, because that was only 2004, but like...
Oh, my goodness, 2004. I was thinking that was the 80s. I don't know why.
It was like 40 years ago.
Right. And so, like, you know, I think that's a problem, too. And yes, the, like, wages have also gone up. But I saw a video on this the other day, too, where if you... Like, tuition was like $260 back in the 80s or whatever for, like, the University of Tennessee or something like that. And they said at minimum wage, which was like a couple of dollars, like really little,
yeah.
You would have had to work 15, or you'd have to work for like a little over like 2 weeks or something like that to pay for college for the tuition mm-hmm. for that, you know, semester. For that same university, like now it was like $6,900 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they were generous. They said $12 an hour.
Yeah.
That you're working.
Not even minimum wage,
above minimum wage, $12 an hour. They said you would have to work 15 weeks to pay for your 15-week semester at full time.
Yeah.
And that's going to, and that, I don't believe that included like any taxes. That didn't include any, like, you know, housing or anything. And that was tuition. Yeah. That didn't include, oh, well, if you're living on campus, that was living off of campus. So, mm-hmm. Like any, if you didn't spend a penny of your money all towards your college, you'd have to work for full time while getting your full time degree.
Yeah. And
it was just like wow, you know, so I love those comparisons. They make me really sad. I do kind of hate them. Mm-hmm. But I love seeing that, cuz it really, I think, puts it into perspective.
Mm-hmm. Well, here comes Miss Morgan.
The kitty is back. So, watch out for any noise.
Do you have anything you'd like to say on this topic, Morgan?
Let's see. Does she have anything to say?
Speak.
She says no. Actually, I think she just wants attention. So.
Yeah.
But
just like her father.
What? I think that it's kind of unfair. And one other thing I was thinking of too, I heard nowadays a lot of people, because, you know, when you this is a very popular topic online about how is a college degree really worth it in 2024, a lot of people are saying go into a trade, so become a plumber, become a welder, an electrician, you know, mm-hmm. or work on a, you know, a construction site, mm-hmm. Which are all, she's looking the microphone, which are all very important jobs.
Yes,
like we absolutely need those. And I've heard there's a big shortage of them right now too. So that's why a lot of people are saying go into these fields, because you'll be very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard too that a lot of people will make more money. Then, you know, like, oh, like if you go directly into, you know, electrical, you know, or like, you know, stuff like that, you're going to be out of the bat making six figures.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to, you know, college for engineering, it's going to take a few years to get that. So overall, you know, but here's the thing. I could not do a manual labor job for the rest of my life. I don't know if people realize there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, construction, you make a lot of money, but there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's because you're destroying your
body. Dangerous in a lot of ways.
Right. Like... I did some manual labor yesterday. And let me tell you, I could not do that for 40 hours a week or more. A lot of people aren't working 40 hours. They're working a lot mm-hmm. more than that.
And granted, like for Hunter and I,
yeah, we're not designed. I would not say I'm designed for manual labor. Yeah,
we are not the most fit people.
Right.
However, it's no matter what kind of fitness level you are, it puts a strain on your body. A lot of those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so yeah, you kind of like it is this trade-off where you know you're getting more money off the bat, but your body is really going through it.
You're breaking down, right? And yeah, so I don't think a lot of people realize that. Like, you're selling your body, I guess, almost. You know, like, you're selling, like, your back, you know, your muscles and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you can do this job for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And if you can, obviously, I know some people do. Yeah. They work incredibly hard. And I think if you, like, they would tell you that, oh, I'm working 80 hours a week. But then it's like, well, wait. Is it really worth it then? You know, like, yes, sure, you make six figures or whatever, but you're also working double what somebody else
like
makes.
I've heard a lot of people when they get kind of closer to like retirement age and just kind of looking back on their life where they're like, you don't look back on your life, I wish I would have worked more.
right.
You look back, I wish I would have traveled
more time with
family, with people I love and doing things I love. Like, that's what you hear. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like a great job, you get to do those things, and you know, it's
it's just really because I know I've heard so much that just go into a trade. And again, we do need people to do that.
Yeah.
And I have a ton of respect for people who are able to do that, because again, I couldn't. But that's why it bothers me when people just say, oh, go into a trade, because not everybody's cut out for that, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't have the skills to do electrical. I couldn't be a construction person. You know, I couldn't, you know, like, do all the, you know, plumber or welder. Like, I could not do that. So, again, I have so much respect for him. But I just don't like when it's like, oh, well, you don't want to go to college? Go into a trade.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what if I don't want to do that? You know, like.
I think, like, so I guess to put this out there, my dream job for me is I want to be a stay-at-home mom. And I don't mean that as in I want to sit on the couch and watch TV all day. I mean obviously, who doesn't want to do that?
Okay. Right. But
that's not what I say. That's not what I mean when I say I want to be a stay at home mom. Is I want to cost of daycare is insane. But
it is insane.
Don't even have time.
That's a whole nother discussion.
But like, I want to like be there for my kids and take them to fun experiences.
Yeah.
And I would love to like have a really clean house, and I would love to like make dinners for Hunter after a long day and do like the stereotypical like 1950s wives, but maybe less of the abuse in some situations. But that's what I want my job to be, is I want to be like a stay-at-home mom or be a volunteer for like the places that need it. We have a wildlife sanctuary kind of by us. I would love to be a volunteer there and help out the animals. And
or like, you know, like our school would run a lot of like, you know, after school stuff. Yeah. And they'd have parents, you know, they'd volunteer.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be like a Girl Scout troop leader or like things like that, like helping out like in the school play, like making sets for my kids and like doing those kind of things. Like that's what I want my life to be. And if we didn't have money, I would still want to do those things. And I'd want to volunteer, and I'd want to make a really good childhood for our kids and set them up for success too. But I feel like you can't really, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of times if like a woman or a man says he wants to be a stay-at-home dad, or whoever says they want to be a stay-at-home parent of any kind, it's kind of looked on
really?
You don't want to have a career?
Don't want to work for the rest of your life?
Well, and it's like, but I want that to be my job. I want to have a routine of like cleaning the house, like doing that kind of labor, and being there for my kids. And again, when I say this, I'm not bashing those who can't do that, because I think it is very privileged to be able to be a stay-at-home parent.
Right.
And to have enough money on one income. I think that's something that a lot of people would dream of.
It sucks that
nowadays, I think.
But it's not really even a possibility for now. Like, you know, like, yeah. And I think, that's a hard thing too, where it's like, some people, you just can't. Yeah. You know, like, I know a lot of people who are like, yeah, like, I can't even afford on two incomes, you know? So it's like...
Right. It's very privileged to wanna do that. And I 100% see that. And I think if that is an option for us, I'm going to feel very grateful. Because, like, that's... That I think... Hunter and I kind of get into an argument all the time where I say I'm not good at anything. And we don't have to talk about that right now. But one thing that I know in my heart I'll be good at is I know I will be a good mom.
Yeah,
I think so too. I can do that. I work really well with kids. I think I'm great with working with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have such like a passion for working with kids and wanting to like, you know, better our future and like things like that. So I think I'll be really good at that. And I think that if it can be counted as a career, that'd be the career I'd want to do,
mm-hmm.
is stay at home mom and all those things. Like, I don't know. But when you say that, it's kind
right,
of like,
people are always like, really?
Yeah.
Or yeah. Like in every, I feel like the number one thing people always ask, like when you meet somebody new or when you catch up with family or friends, oh, how's your job going?
Yeah.
You know, and so if you say, oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom or, you know, something like that, they're always kind of like, oh. Yeah, you know, obviously we haven't dealt with that, but you can tell that would be the response.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder why that is. Like, why is it almost looked down?
I think, I don't know. I'm a feminist. I obviously believe that women deserve equal rights and stuff. And I think... a lot of, like, it took us a very long time to get to the point. I mean, women and men aren't equal, but we're not going to talk about that. But, like, in, like, jobs or whatever, where, like, women and men can be equal. So that now if a woman doesn't want to do that, it's not that people are, like, but I think a lot of times it's, like, surprising, like, but you can be much more than a mom.
Don't worry. You don't have to do that.
And it's, like, no, I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to shame women or... men or anybody who doesn't want to be a parent or doesn't want that to be their future career or anything, definitely not going to shame them for that. But for me, that's what I want my career to be.
Right.
I mean, growing up, when I was, like, before I was in school, my mom, she was a stay-at-home mom. And then, you know, she has, like, now that her kids are kind of grown up, she has her own career now. And I think that's wonderful. And as a kid, I really appreciated having my mom all the time and having my mom show me all these things and mm-hmm. have fun things to do with me, but still educational and all this stuff. And I want to do that too.
Yeah.
So I hope I can. And anyway, that was kind of a real big tangent on the whole like college thing, but
no,
I think,
it makes, yeah,
like there, people should be able to follow their passions. And I think people should be able to like major what they want to in college and still be successful, not just seen as, well, you didn't major in the right thing, so that's why you're not successful.
Right. Yeah. And it's like, wait, like, how is that fair? You know, like, so you're admitting that you think that an art major is worthless or something? Like, you know, like I would completely disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like we said right in the beginning, you need art.
Yeah.
You need English. You need, like, mm-hmm. all of these, like, what are they, like, how do they describe them? Like, non-essential degrees. You know, like, that's what they always say.
You need those.
Right. I could not imagine life without music, too.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine not listening to music? Or watching a movie with the sound off? Like, no.
I think college is very much a great thing. Absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they would stop talking about it as if it's the only thing.
Option, right.
That's what really gets me. Is like, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be the only path. And I don't, like, thinking about, like, when we have kids in the future, like, I don't know, like, if telling them, like, maybe take, like, a gap year and just kind of, like, see what you want to do.
Right.
Like, I definitely don't agree with those parents who are like, you're 18? Yeah, out of the house.
See ya.
Like, I don't agree with that at all. So I feel like for our kids, like, if we are able to, of course, mm-hmm. like, have them take a year where they can just figure out, like, what they want to do. Maybe they can get those internships or something, even when they're in school. Or
mm-hmm.
have them show them the world. Show them the possibilities.
Yeah, right.
And stuff. And then
like,
if
figure
they...
out who you want to be. Like, what you want to do forever.
I guess you don't need a gap year for that. Like, start introducing that when they're, like, mm-hmm. in middle school and high school. Like,
right.
here's
like,
all the
possibilities. You don't have to know what you're doing as soon as you graduate.
Yeah, you can... It doesn't have to be... like a straight like 4-year college degree. It can be whatever path to get you to what you want to do. That's another thing too. Side little note.
Side note.
A lot of people I know that have jobs and stuff don't like it and they are miserable with their lives, but it's seen as like, well, you have to have a job, which, you know, you have to have a job. Like,
right, yeah, you have to afford to live.
You have to afford to
live. Which I hate that word. Afford to live?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to afford to live. I should just be able to live. But anyway, that's a whole other discussion too.
Like, I think it's so sad when people say that they dread going into work and they are sad. And
when they wake up on Monday or when they go to bed on Sunday.
And they're like, oh, I gotta work tomorrow. And like, work shouldn't always be, doesn't always have to be fun.
Right, right.
But you should still like what you're doing for 40 hours every single week.
For the next 40 something years of your life?
Yeah, you should.
That's horrifying too, to think miserable. About. Not be miserable. Right, you know, when, yeah, like, I have to work for the next 40 years. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh. That's almost scary, you know, like.
But like, and you absolutely, like, you need to like contribute to society and stuff. And there are some things that, like, I'm sure that, you know, these things still have to get done and stuff. And maybe not everybody would love every single job and every aspect about every job, but you should at least like it enough to not hate your whole life.
Like me, I think I'm very lucky. I do like my job. Mm-hmm. When I go in, I'm not stressed about it. Mm-hmm. But I know so many people who are.
Yeah.
Who come home and just are miserable, you know? Like, and it's so sad.
Because we, what's that Jenna Marbles quote? She said, life is short, but also terribly and insufferably long. that's true. And, but it doesn't have to be insufferable.
Right. And so, yeah, that's like, that's one thing that we are, if a job doesn't match, I don't think I should have to suffer through it.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was at McDonald's, I did not like it. So you know what I did? I stopped working there, you know, like, or, you know, on like all my other jobs, like. Until I found this one. And I'm so glad that I stopped working at those jobs because I never would have found a job that I like.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think that it really is important to, you know, like find if, something that you enjoy and be able to do.
And if college gets you there, that's great.
Awesome.
That's,
yeah.
That's wonderful. College got absolutely. Me there,
so I got very lucky.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But I just hate the like stigma like about that, like, college is the only way, and but it's also, like, it's not guaranteed, and all this stuff. I don't know. The world is hard, and I don't know how to make it better. But I just don't think I should be miserable for my life.
Right.
In a job I don't like.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally get that.
I can totally see, like, the argument of, like, that's just life.
It's,
that's being an adult.
It's life, yep.
I
hate that. I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
That's, it's adulting.
Yeah.
I think it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. You like, know? Just, that's like, just because that's so sad. The only reason
it is that way is because we settled for that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so sad. And maybe we just haven't had, like, the weight of the world crush us yet into those kind of things and whatnot. But I don't know.
I hope that I never feel that way.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I'm 22, so I've not seen any substantial part of life yet.
But that's also sad because you say, and then I'm sure there are probably people listening that, oh, he's only 22.
Right. Yeah.
And like, he's talking about all this stuff, like he knows everything.
I know. And it's like, I don't want people to think that it's like, what I say goes, you know, that I know everything.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely do not. And I learn every new things every day.
Right.
One thing I do not want to learn though is that life sucks. You know? Yeah. Because, like, I just feel so bad for people who are in that state.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that to be me, you know? And so I try everything I can to stay positive, you know, and, like, remember, like, hey, if this doesn't work out, you know, just work on something else. I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And like we've repeated a million times during today's episode, this is how Hunter and I feel.
Right. We are just speaking for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not trying to put our opinions on anybody else.
Right.
We're not saying it's our way or the highway. And sorry if our cat's meowing in the background.
It is Morgan's way or the highway.
It is though. Morgan's, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. If we don't do what she says, she gets mad. So,
but
we're just, we're just putting out our opinions. We want people to know how we feel. And hopefully people can connect and know that, hey, you're not alone in the way that you feel.
Being, I don't know, angry at the world. I don't know.
And we do love discussion.
Yes.
Like, we love having discussions about this. I love to hear people's counterpoints. I love to hear the other side of things. I love to learn how people feel. So mm-hmm. we're not saying like, well, we're not going to listen to you. You know, like.
Yeah. Oh, that drives me nuts when people put their opinions in, but I'm not going to listen to anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Like, no, I want to hear your opinions mm-hmm. because that's how you learn, you know? Right. And that's how you can grow. Work together to find a new, you know, a new stance, a new opinion, or how to work on things together. Like you mm-hmm. can't work on things if you don't listen to everybody, you yeah. know? Like, so. We've
been rambling for a long time now. We're very passionate.
We about are. And I honestly, things. We could probably keep talking about this for hours. Because again, you know, we have, Kaylee has 4.5 years of experience in this.
Yeah.
I've got 4 so far.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of experience, you know, a lot of things to talk about. We, again, mm-hmm. and I guess back to the original point, college. I think that it is a really good thing, but I wish that it wasn't forced on everybody, and I wish that you could kind of customize it more to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I shouldn't have to. I if I was only going based off of my major classes, I would have graduated 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I would have saved a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so again, I like college. I'm not saying it's bad, and I you know, we keep saying this. I don't want anybody to walk away from this thinking that we don't like college,
or thinking that like we're saying that people that do whatever other mm-hmm. thing we're staying against
right
is bad.
If I hear anybody talking about this, I'm a be man. But anyway, yeah, so that are we packing it up, Kaylee?
I think so. Yeah. We've talked long enough.
But again, yeah. So very passionate topic for us.
Yeah.
And
thank you for sticking it out with us, listeners. Thank you for sticking it out with us.
Yes.
If you want to hear more of our thoughts, tune in because we got a lot of them.
We do. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Our website is onceuponamike.com, and that's where we have all of our links to our social media
then,
there.
Yeah, and then we have the same icon as we do on wherever you're listening as our social media icons.
We're on most of pretty much all of the podcast sites and everything, so
yeah,
which is pretty nice. But again, college, that was our discussion.
Yep.
College and everything else between there.
Yeah. So. Ta-da.
All right, well.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to
Once Upon a Mike. Mike.